There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, mother, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Shut your face! I came back for the music.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry?
It's French. But let's go.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day...
Home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is Queer FM, and I'm DJ Denise on CITR, and I have Rama with me.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, so we're running behind. Oh, this dirty weather is just not amazing for Vancouver.
No, yeah, it's very rainy, wet, and cold. So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, we want to go away and hide. But we're here. We're here. I made it. I'm sorry. I had a wonderful evening last night rehearsing for Urban Renewal Project's 5-year anniversary party. I'm really excited.
That is so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had rehearsal space at Bully Studios in New Westminster. And it was great fun just like hearing all of the performers getting ready and prepared and working out the kinks in their performance. So,
oh, wow.
yeah, it was cool. It was really fun and exciting to see. And we were just exchanging ideas on how to, you know, make the performance even better, like how to announce each other's names. And I think it's great because not every time that you do a show, you're able to meet the people before the show and like talk about what you're going to say and how you're going to introduce yourself. So I thought that was cool.
That's so cool. When is it again?
Oh, December 6th at Fortune Sound Club. So it's next week, Wednesday. Yeah. And yeah, we're actually broadcasting live on CITR and Vancouver Co-op Radio from 10 p.m. until midnight, which it's kind of funny because Urban Renewal Project is on Tuesdays from 10 till midnight, but we're bumping over. We're going to have two nights in a row of Urban Renewal Project on the airwaves. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, so how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty tame.
Nice and chill.
Just nice and chill. The sun came out on Sunday or Saturday. So, you know, as any Vancouverites, you know, when they see we see sun, go outside.
Right?
And just go for a walk, soak it all in, because it's gone in like a couple of hours.
Right. Or, the clouds roll in and you're like, what happened?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
I actually also checked out Westminster on Saturday.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, the Bully Studios. Yeah. It's right really close to the water. It's so beautiful in Westminster.
So
I love
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's really nice. There's a lot of like really beautiful cafes.
Yes.
And it's really exciting. Like just walking around the city and the town.
Did you check out the Pride Crosswalk? On,
I did.
Oh, he walked by. Cool.
And I went to the brunch place. What is it called? Coming Home Cafe.
Oh, okay. Wow. Check that place out. I've never been.
The most exciting part about the whole day was finding out that the movie was only $9.99, I think. It's not a promotion, but like, it was right by the station. It's $9.99, and it was like a reclining chair.
What? The really nice seats.
The really nice seat one. So,
get back and relax.
Seriously, yeah, it was so nice, and people were just so nice.
New West is amazing. I lived in Burnaby for a stint, like really close to the border too, like near 10th Avenue. Mm-hmm. So it's, years ago. So it was, I always loved it out there. Like the parks are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everything about Burnaby / New West is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed in New West, it's more community based. Yeah. Like, you know, people are interacting with each other.
Right.
And like
they look up, say hi, they look up.
Yeah. I actually bumped into a friend of mine. She used to live in U.S. and she was just visiting her friend.
Nice.
And she was just saying that she misses U.S.
Wow.
Because of the community stuff. Yeah.
That's so nice.
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Wow, New West. You get thumbs up.
Yes. Shout out to New West.
Right? Oh, and they have New West Pride. So we're probably going to be talking to you the summer coming. So,
because cool.
Rama really likes That's exciting. Well, yeah. And well, my weekend too, where did I do? Oh, so rent check was on Friday night. So I helped out there.
Yes.
Actually, yeah, a friend of mine was also working at the Queer as Funk show, so that was just at the Wise Hall, which was really close in the neighborhood, so I know Queer as Funk had a great fundraiser benefit, and so rent check went off without a hitch. It was busy as usual. and lots of great fun, and the winners were amazing too. There were so many exciting costumes and ideas. So that was really fun. And then Saturday night I DJ'd at an event called Traffic Jam.
That's right.
Yeah, and we played a lot of South American music and everything, you know, around the areas of Mexico and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun, and to see all the cool faces and everybody that was excited to dance and enjoy like a different scene. And it wasn't in a nightclub. It was actually at the Laughing Bean Coffee Cafe on Slocan near Hastings, so really close to the P&E.
It was
a nice gathering and a great turnout. Also, people were really happy to hear the music, because in most of the Granville Street parties you hear the same songs
all the time. Exactly.
It was really cool to be out and enjoy lots of cool new faces and people that are excited to hear new stuff. So
actually, I met someone who told me about Traffic Jam.
Oh, really?
She was recommending me to go to Traffic Jam, but unfortunately, I couldn't make it.
Mm.
But yeah, she was just saying that, you know, check out Traffic Jam. Great music, great people. Mm-hmm. I feel like fear of missing out.
No worries, don't worry. Yeah, it's gonna happen again. There was a time where they had a long hiatus, but now they're back and they're feeling that the community is there to support. So it's really good to, you know, have that. Well, we can have a small music break and come back and get into our news, because I know we have a guest calling in a couple minutes.
Sounds good.
So, I've got some Keely Fleming from Vancouver. The song is called Cautionary Tale. Here we go at 101.9 FM CITR Queer FM.
Take it from me, I've been around, seen a few things, nothing too profound. Know who your friends are, treat them well. Don't grow up too fast, you've got lots of time to choose your targets well. Well, some were fake.
skipping. Ooh, man, forward so fast that I can't look behind.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham. Music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Yay, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and we are just talking about LGBT news right now. Me and Rama.
Yes, so we want to talk about the Pride Toronto
news. Oh, wow.
So Pride Toronto almost lost almost $500,000. And what do you think about it?
Wow, like, so I wonder, so they get a lot of funding, like sponsorship and stuff like that. So where did all the money go? Like,
I think, so what happened, I think last year was there was a complete staff turnover.
Right, right.
And that contributed to the loss of revenue. And also I heard that they missed some deadlines of funding. I read on Facebook a couple of folks that was saying that, you know, the reason why Pride Toronto lost their sponsorship was because of what happened the year before.
Oh, you some know, like, of the Black Lives Matter stuff?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. And like, you know, how I think this year Pride Toronto banned uniform.
Oh, right, police officers. Okay.
Which was, you know, I don't know. Yeah, what do you think about?
Yeah, well, I feel, you know, with the turnovers, it was a much needed thing to happen in Toronto.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know much about Toronto, but like, I mean, from what I hear, I heard that the people of color, the queer people of color, is a huge movement, and a lot of the events that were happening for people of color were just getting shut down,
Blackorama. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And they were just not having, creating space for, you know, the people of color, queer people of color, yeah. And and it just didn't sound right.
Yeah, and also, I think what happened in 2016 is, I think we all have a lot to learn.
Right.
It was, you know, for me, I also learned, like, you know, Pride has become super corporate.
Right.
I mean, it has been.
It always been, right?
It always yeah. been. But it has gone to the point where, you know, we left out a lot of people, like, you know, Blackorama was
right.
canceled and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so the protest was much needed.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And yeah, and it really opened up my eyes to a lot of things wow. that happened. And, you know, it oftentimes when I go to Pride, it's always about, you know, party,
right?
Fun,
drinks,
things, parade,
right?
But I think what happened in 2016, it kind of really awakened people again mm-hmm. that, you know, the root of Pride is actually, you know, it's a protest. It's
definitely.
Like for our rights and whatnot.
Yeah, remember the history instead of like always thinking
yes.
about the party. You
yes,
know,
remember
that's
the history.
Thing.
Yeah,
yeah, and nobody wants to because also like there were some films that came out. You know, the Stonewall, the
oh
film.
My God. Yeah,
and they just they changed it. Yeah,
the story.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That was so. Like I didn't understand how that could happen. You know, they're trying to put a new narrative in people's heads when. Like, I don't know. I don't know who I know the directors. Like, I researched it, but it's just like, whoa.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Why do they need to change what the actual history was? Like,
exactly.
Or did they not want to show that? Or was it too scary for them? I don't know. Like, these are all the questions that were going through my head.
Yeah. But I was thinking maybe it's also because, you know, they were thinking that they could sell more tickets
oh, yeah.
if the main character is.
Oh, that makes sense. It's identifiable. A white
identifiable.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. More tickets, right?
More tickets, yeah.
More ticket sales.
But yeah, but I think, you know, I think Pride Toronto is trying to go back into, you know, community based roots and whatnot, and also reviewing, you know, the corporate sponsorship and
right.
whatnot.
Right.
I think in Vancouver, we have a pretty good system of, you know, if a corporate sponsor wants to be part of Pride, I read that they need to meet a lot of different points. Like
yes. Yeah.
Right?
I was working with Pride Society, Vancouver Pride Society, and there are a few workshops that
right.
sponsors have to actually make it to, and if they don't, they're fined.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a really
that is
yeah.
so good.
It's a new yeah. I like the new system. Keeping them accountable.
Keeping them accountable.
Right.
Yeah, it's so important. And yeah, and it kind of protects us from
right.
you know just corporation wanting to, you know, brand themselves as an ally, but they
right.
don't really do anything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they do have to pay. To like the big corporate sponsors
yeah.
they have to pay a certain amount and there's different tiers also
mm-hmm.
like I think it was like silver, gold and platinum would have probably been the best one
yeah.
where TD Canada Trust would be right at the top and
right.
and TELUS and stuff so
yeah
so they have to pay
yeah so yeah
right?
a lot of change and reform
right
Pride Toronto I'm excited to see what happened next year
definitely
yeah.
I'm excited I'm glad that you know the Black Lives Matter movement made it and
absolutely.
You know their demands were actually met because
yeah.
you know it's so difficult for that to happen. Well, we have a caller. Let us. Hello. Have I got you there? Or
this is Ori Dagan.
Yes, hello Ori.
Hi,
this
Ori.
Is yes, this is DJ Denise and Rama's here as well.
Hello.
Hi Ori. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good. How's the weather in Toronto?
Well, I haven't really checked today.
That's good. Well, and
it's,
you guys...
You know what? It's not too bad for Toronto.
Oh, wonderful.
Nice.
we're so happy to have you on the phone right now. Please introduce yourself and tell people... We heard you're calling from Toronto, but tell us a little of your history.
Well, hello. It's so nice to be on your program. have not been on this program before, so I'm excited. My history, well, I've been based in Toronto for quite a long time, originally born in Israel, and I've been here in Toronto since I was about 8 years old.
Wow. Such a long time. You're a real Torontonian.
Thank you, yes.
Oh my gosh. Did you catch any of what we were talking about earlier about Pride Toronto?
No, I missed that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we were curious. Like, have you performed at Pride Toronto?
I have, actually. Amazing. A couple of times.
Oh, nice.
On this very cute little, what they call it, the sober stage.
Oh, good.
Where's the sober stage?
The clean and sober stage.
Oh, which part is it?
I think it was right at, it's right very central. It was right at Wellesley and Church and Wellesley.
Mm. Oh, okay. I think I know which one it is. Yeah. I'm from Toronto as well.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, cool.
So good to hear. Familiar streets, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, yes. And now you've just come out with the new, is it a full album, Nat King Cole?
Indeed it is. It is a very exciting project that we released last month.
Amazing.
It's a CD, but also it is a visual album and the very first visual album in jazz.
Wow.
Exciting. Mm. Yeah. I got a chance to check out some of the video. My favorite is Sting of the Cactus. The one
awesome.
With the stop animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's just about to hit 100,000 views, so we're super excited about that.
Yeah, no, it's really great. Tell us a bit more about how you created the video and the idea.
Well, we made this project as a tribute to Nat King Cole. We started doing the music around the summer of 2015. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time coming. And I wanted to do a project that honors the beautiful legacy that Nat King Cole left. Because I think as much as he's a famous musician, people, I think, don't realize the extent of his talent and that he started off as a brilliant jazz pianist who influenced Oscar Peterson and all these great pianists. And then it was discovered that he could really sing. And I think it was the recording Nature Boy, which was released in 1948. That completely changed him and made him, known more as a vocalist. And then he was singing with orchestras and he crossed over into pop. And in fact, for me, I always knew him as, Nature Boy, Mona Lisa, all those beautiful songs.
Yeah.
And my producer and co-writer, Nathan Hiltz, who's a fantastic guitarist based here in Toronto, he introduced me to stuff from the 1940s, which is more bebop-oriented, and a lot of he was playing the piano more. And I just fell in love with it and researched his life and his legacy. And we were inspired to write 5 original tunes for this album, which I thought was really exciting because I love flexing that songwriting muscle, and there's a lot of inspiration there.
Right.
So after we finished the music, I was just kind of thinking, I really want to do something special with this project. Mm-hmm. And I'd noticed that pop artists are starting to put out visual albums. Mm-hmm. And of course, this was in part inspired by Beyonce.
I was going to say.
I never thought I would say that, but there you go.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And I have to say that the other artist that inspired me in a huge way is Bjork.
Wow.
I grew up watching Bjork's music videos, and I learned from her that a music video is an opportunity to create a meaningful work of art that can be just as memorable and sometimes even more memorable than the song itself. So it was a huge undertaking. And I couldn't have done it without my amazing team. And we actually did this through Pledge Music crowdfunding. And I had over 200 contributors from around the world help me make this project.
Wow. Such
hard work.
Yeah,
it's been amazing. Really cool experience.
Oh, my goodness.
And the other thing about the videos is that they're all different.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very unique.
Right? We've got the animation. Yeah. We have actually a couple of stop motion, so Sting of the Cactus that you mentioned.
Mm, yeah.
And we also did this other one called Bib and Bop. And that one, the animator for Bib and Bop, we've never met her face to face because she lives in the United Kingdom.
Really?
No way.
Oh, where,
yeah.
Whereabouts?
Bristol.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. I love
Pistol. Yeah, it's she did such an amazing job, and that's another original tune that is inspired a little bit by Nat King Cole's Frim Fram Sauce. Mm-hmm. And it's he was really fantastic at singing funny novelty songs, and that's one example.
Yeah.
And Sting of the Cactus, we wrote, that was about, how much discipline he must have gone through. And I was reading his biography, mm-hmm. Because people, a lot of times when someone is really, really talented, people just assume, wow, that's so great. You're so talented. You're just born with it. And they don't realize how much hard work goes into the craft of being an artist. So that song is really about that and all those hours that Nat King Cole and really all musicians spend. We call it in jazz woodshedding.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Oh my gosh. Now tell us when you first started singing, because you were talking about when you sang at Pride. How did you become interested in just jazz specifically?
Well, I grew up actually playing classical piano. And I was not a singer. I did not grow up singing, really. I discovered jazz in my late teens, and it was Ella Fitzgerald that did it for me.
Oh,
so it's really all her fault that I'm doing this.
Oh,
she's really she was my huge inspiration, and it just changed my life, because I hadn't really heard jazz until that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of, it was the record. I should tell listeners to check out Ella Fitzgerald, Mack the Knife, live in Berlin. It was recorded in 1960, and it is a stunning concert. Stunning. It's just unbelievable. Everything on it is fantastic. But two songs that close the record really caught my ear. And the first one is the title track, Mack the Knife, where Ella forgets the lyrics and makes up her own.
Wait, what's it called again? Which one?
Mack the Knife.
Okay.
Mack the Knife. And that's a famous theater piece, Kurt Vile. Mm-hmm. And it's from Three Penny Opera. And Louis Armstrong made it into a jazz hit. Yeah. And then Bobby Darin had an even bigger hit with it. So she was kind of taking a request, because the album was recorded in Berlin, Germany. And this is a German song. So she just thought, oh, this would be really great to do. And then she forgot the lyrics. And she goes, what's the next chorus? Do this song now. It's just the most amazing thing. And following that, she did an encore with a song called How High the Moon, which is a very extended 7-minute scat solo and scat singing, I should say. And scat singing is how I got into jazz. It's basically, do you guys know what it is?
Yes, kind of like not quite English, but just kind of, just scattering words and letters and vowels.
Well,
and
what it is really is sounds. Basically pretending that you're an instrument and using your voice as an instrument.
Right.
So taking a solo using your voice.
Yeah.
And it's, for me, I have been scat singing pretty much every day since 1999 when I first heard that record.
Wow.
And it's hard to explain. It's easier to just do. And I could go on and on and on.
Right.
That's what it is. And in fact, I heard Nat King Cole scat singing on a tune, and I didn't know he could do that. And that song is called That's What. And oh my goodness, it's so much inspiration from Nat King Cole on this record. It's been really exciting to pay tribute to him.
Oh my goodness, that is so amazing. The history that you've acquired, just learning about all the jazz music and the years, how many years ago it all happened. It's not in pop culture at this moment, right?
That's right, right. Yeah. Well, that's our goal. I really try with my music to bring it to younger audiences. And that was part of the reason why I wanted to do a video project like this. I did a video in my last single before this album called Clap on the Two and the Four. Mm-hmm. And it's just a funny little song that I wrote about teaching people to clap to jazz time. And we made this video and it did so well. Like, it got into all these different film festivals around the world. And I think the video had about 85,000 hits on YouTube, and I got a lot of exposure out of it. And I do believe these days videos are extremely important.
Yes,
and
yes, definitely.
It's a big part of it. And I have to give a huge shout out to producer Leonardo Delano, who produced all 12 of these music videos.
Mm. Wow. That's such a great collaboration.
It's quite a feat. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such great work. And
thanks.
Oh yeah, we were thinking about playing a song also. We've been talking a lot about Sting of the Cactus, and you gave a great introduction. If you don't mind, could we play a little excerpt so people could hear?
Of course.
So, yeah, and we'll come right back to you. Just don't hang up. It's a 2-minute and 40-second song, so we'll play the song and come right back to you. Okay.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling us, and we'll start this right away. Sting of the Cactus, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM.
Baboon, let it do it. Da-doon, let it do it. Baboon, let it do it, do it, do it, and then do it again. Being a musician is absurd. Memorizing melodies and notes and words. Everybody tells you that you're crazy, but you're not. Will you do admit it? You want to find the jackpot and you want to hit it. Some people make millions, others sip. Others plant a seed for years, then let her rip. Sting of the cactus, you really must practice. Do it, do it, do it, and then do it again. Gentlemen. Dream is hard as hell. Heaven knows you want your dream to sell. Sting of the cactus, you always must practice. Do it, do it, do it, and then do it again. Ba-ba-da-ba-da, do it. Boodily-ba-ba-da, do it. Sabba-doodly-ba, do it, do it, and then do it again. Ba-ba-da-ba-da, do it. Boodily-ba-da, do it. Do it, do it, do it, and then do it again.
The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue proudly introduces its new project, Baldwin and La Fontaine, Towards Responsible Government. With your family, friends, and classmates, learn more about the role played by those important figures in shaping Canadian government as we know it today. Visit baldwinlafontaine.ca to discover clips, documentaries, and a teaching guide. Enter the National Web Contest for a chance to win a trip for two to Toronto or a post-secondary scholarship.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This 101.9 FM CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. Wow, that was so a string of the cactus. I love it.
Yeah, check it out on YouTube, guys.
Yes, we're posting a link so that people can follow on Queer FM too. So,
if you, awesome.
Yeah, so that's you are basically teaching while you're doing your music. I love that.
Thanks.
That's so great. Now, so when is your next performance? Do you tour? How do you promote?
Oh, I'm currently working on that. Oh, okay. I've been doing a lot of stuff Toronto based, and right now I'm trying to get together a tour to explore the rest of the world, including places where people love jazz.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah. And people, you can't not love jazz, though. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure every big city has a jazz club, you know. Where
Yeah. You know what? It's true. It's just I have to stress to the listeners, you know, wherever you are, go out and hear jazz live. Mm. That's how it is best experienced. It is a music that is all about the moment and improvising, and that's what sets it apart. That's at least how I would define it. I mean, it's been around, I guess, for about 100 years, and it really is about being in the moment, improvising. It's different from night to night, and that's what makes it so exciting, you know, based on who the audience is and who the musicians are and how everyone feels that day. It's just such a fantastic music.
Yes. So beautiful. Really now, beautiful. Did you want to ask a question, Rama?
I was wondering if you would be heading to Vancouver.
As soon as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And when I book something, you'll be the first to know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We'll be in the crowd cheering you.
Absolutely.
Yay.
I know. I agree with what you said. Listening to jazz live is such a different experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also grew up with listening to Nat King Cole. So I really I really love listening to your music. Do you have anything else, DJ Denise?
Oh, yeah. I was just curious. Like, tell us about some of the guests on the record, you know, because we're
gonna... Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. So what made this really special for me is the people on the record. So first of all, the entire album features the trio, and we kept true to the Nat King Cole sound, which was revolutionary at the time, and that is piano, bass, and guitar. And vocals. So the guitarist is Nathan Hiltz, who co-produced with me. The pianist is Mark Keysweater, and the bassist is Ross McIntyre. And in addition to them, we had some very special guests. I think the most notable one is Sheila Jordan, who just turned 89 this weekend. I have been following Sheila Jordan around since about 2001. She is a huge mentor to me. I've studied with her. If you know your listeners, please check out SheilaJordanJazz.com. And she's a really historic person in jazz and a bit of an unsung hero because the mainstream people don't know. But jazz people will know that she was actually friends with Charlie Parker. She was the first female vocalist to record on Blue Note, and that was in 1962. So it was beyond an honor to have Sheila Jordan. I also have 5-time Juno winner and 3-time Grammy nominee because she just got one this morning, and I'm talking about Jane Bennett.
Wow.
And Jane Bennett is one of Canada's greatest jazz exports. She is truly a force of nature, and we're so happy to call her a Torontonian, born and raised. She's amazing. And also I had a wonderful vocalist by the name of Alex Pangman. And I'm not sure if you know her, but she is really a brilliant artist who pays tribute to music from the 1930s very often. And she really sounds like someone from the 1930s. Brilliant, inspiring person. And she's also a 2-time double lung transplant recipient, as she has cystic fibrosis. So she has a really inspiring story. I've always loved her music and her story, and she's a dear friend. So it's been a really cool experience to, you know, share this project, even, you know, in the studio. It was really, really cool.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, just mentioning all the history and the names, it's so inspiring too. Mm-hmm. Like you've done such great work connecting with the Canadian jazz music scene. You know,
thank you. It's been really a exciting project, and the fact that these videos have helped to kind of, you know, really grow the project. It's so fascinating how when you make a music video for something, and we had 8 different directors that we used for this, and that's how they came out all so different. You know, it's really interesting because it kind of becomes, each song becomes a new work of art in a way, in video form. But people can find the album on Spotify, iTunes, if you're just looking for the music. And of course, all the videos are on YouTube.
Yes. and I have a private link.
So I will. That's right. You do.
Yeah, I wanted to play Lilette to
oh yay.
To say goodbye. But please introduce the song and, you know, tell us and your website as well, mm-hmm. where people can get a hold of your music and all of the information on how people can contact you.
Yes, of course. So it's Ori Dagan is my name, and it's ORIDAGAN.com. And the song Lilette is actually, I think, the tune that inspired this whole record. As I mentioned, Nathan Hiltz played this song for me, and it was recorded by Nat King Cole in 1947. It's very obscure. Like, you can barely find it anywhere. But it's such a charming and sweet song. And it was written by a guy by the name of Wally Gold. And Wally Gold made probably millions of dollars writing a song for Elvis Presley called It's Now or Never.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's quite prolific. But this song is one of those hidden gems. And when you're a jazz artist, you always look for these little hidden gems that nobody knows about.
Right.
And so when we heard Lilette, we just thought we must make it resurface and get more people to know about it. So, you know, look out for Nat King Cole's version too. This
yes.
is Lilette.
Thank you. And thank you very much,
thank
Ori.
Thank you so much, Ori.
For calling. And we will talk to you again for sure. I'm
yep.
pretty sure.
What
know.
A pleasure. Thanks for the amazing work you guys do.
Wow. Yes. And we are so happy you were able to call us. You're 3 hours ahead.
Yes.
we're way back in, you know, way back in time. So it's awesome that you know, were able to slow your day down to talk to us.
My pleasure, anytime.
Oh, yes. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Ori.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. Here we go, Lilette.
A boy and a girl fell in love long ago, but that love so lost its way. Though he wooed her and wooed her, in vain he pursued her. Every night the neighbors heard him say,
Lilette, Lilette, my little violet, won't you please come back, oh please come back to me. Forget that lovely night we met and the way our lips met, oh, so tenderly. Your eyes are like the bluest skies in spring to me. Your kiss must be an angel's kiss, 'cause heaven is what it brings to me. Lilette, Lilette, I'm gonna get you yet. And the day I do, I know you'll say, I do. Be an angel's kiss, 'cause heaven is what it brings to me. Lilette, Lilette, I'm gonna get you yet. And the day I do, I know you'll say I do. Now don't you go stalling when I come calling at your front door. Lilette, I'm gonna get you yet.
seems like the only thing you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have an Xmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles and Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kellerisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Xmas fun. The new Orchestra Workshop Society is having their 40th anniversary celebration. Come to the Roundhouse Community Center November 15th through 18th for a four-day interactive archive performance of new and old works from one of Canada's most significant improv and jazz music collectives. Tickets are on sale now at www.nowsociety.org.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise.
And Rama.
Yay!
Hi.
We're hanging out, having fun, talking to Toronto, no big deal.
No big deal.
We're in Vancouver in the rain. Oh my gosh, that was so great and refreshing to hear like a jazz musician out in Toronto, you know, flourishing and making new music and extending, you know, his reach and playing. Reaching out to other artists and collaborating.
Yeah, collaborating.
I love that.
And creating a visual album.
Yes, that was the
very
best part.
Cool.
Inspired by Beyonce.
Very Beyonce, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and the videos are so unique,
yes.
Each of them. Yeah, you guys have to check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook because I've posted a link to all of Ori Dagan's like his whole Facebook page, so you can just click on the link and you can like
check
him. Yeah,
like him.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And what's our Facebook page again?
Oh yes, it's
queer
FM Van. I'll just double make sure we have to. Oh, Queer Radio Vancouver. So yes, type in Queer Van.
Queer Radio Vancouver on Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook. And on Twitter, we're just Queer Van. So look out for that. And also same for Instagram. You just follow us and you'll get cool content and information and whatever we're liking, you can like too.
Awesome.
Yes. So we have some new news to talk about. Well, we've been following a story actually. So
I know last week we talked about the Trudeau government apology to LGBTQ Canadians. So we've got new news coming about the apology. So there will be compensation for former federal government employees who experienced the gay purge. So it says here that among the apology-related initiatives, the government is putting $250,000 towards community projects to combat homophobia and provide support for people in crisis. So for those of you who don't know, there was this test called Fruit Machine. Mm-hmm. It's part of a decades-long government campaign to discharge LGBTQ staff from the Canadian military and public service. So the test is called Fruit Machine. It's to detect gayness. Funny story, I was telling my partner about this last night. I was telling him about the Fruit Machine test, and he was like, oh, what is it?
Yeah,
so it's a test to see if you're gay or not. So you're, people are being shown pornographic images and then see if they're responding to it.
Right.
And then he was like, oh, what country is this from? And I was like, Canada.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
So I think it's really interesting to learn about this history, that this is part of Canadian, you know, dark history. There's a resource online on cbc.ca. If you guys want to check out, there was an interview with a filmmaker, Sarah Fodi. She made a documentary called Fruit Machine. It's pretty much about what happened in that period of time. And you can also hear about people who experience the gay purge. Interesting, there was a lesbian who was in the Navy and also a diplomat who was working overseas. And he had a friend who was gay. And because of that, he was discharged from his job. There was also a story about someone who was in the bathhouse raid in 1981 in Toronto.
Right.
So yeah, so all of that is online. There's stories on CBC and Globe and Mail. Definitely check it out because I think it's really important to learn about these histories.
Mm-hmm.
One quote that I want to read from the Globe and Mail. An entire generation of LGBTQ youth have grown up with little of stigma, prejudice, and hatred that previous generations experience. The first trauma-free queer generation. But if Justin Trudeau's apology closes a door, it also opens a window on LGBTQ communities that are still at risk at home and abroad.
Wow, yes. That is so profound. And it's so correct. Like,
mm-hmm.
people were suffering. They had nowhere to turn. It was so desperate. Like, you were losing your job. You were losing your livelihood. Just not a good place to be in Canada at that time.
At the time, yeah. And also, I think some of them were also, I read that they were charged.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They were criminally charged?
Yeah, I think people in the bathhouse, right? I'm not quite sure.
Oh, yeah.
Don't quote me on
right.
this. But so I think the apology also will address some of those. But think about the effect that these people have. And also, like, know that this happened quite some time ago. And some of the people have passed away. And some of them are in their 70s and whatnot. And so they live... through all this time with, you know, with medications and, you know, anxiety and trauma. And so for this to happen is important, and also to acknowledge the things that we still need to do. A learning lesson for me myself as well, because I didn't know about this before.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I'm just thinking about all the addiction issues that must have been coming in there too. From feeling so depressed and having no way out. Like, oh man, that's not a good place to be in.
No.
Wow. So there is some money coming to these people. There's mm-hmm. some reparations for the abuses that they had to endure. I don't know. I don't really know how to feel about reparations so much. Like, money is good, but it doesn't make up for all the suffering and, you know, the trauma.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's...
And I think, you know, like, putting more initiative.
Yeah, that would
also,
be better.
Yeah, and also ensuring that, you know, this is implemented throughout Canada.
Right.
I think with... have a more lasting effect.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, having community involved in this, you know, in this initiative is important.
Yeah, awareness. Like
awareness.
Bringing
awareness and also like putting into, like, you know, policies and also addressing, you know, things that are still happening right now, the discriminatory practices or whatnot, and see... how we can improve as a whole.
Definitely. We have to fix. There's so much fixing to do, right?
Absolutely.
My goodness. And how did you... Let's see. I can't remember if there was any more news we had touched on. The World AIDS Day,
yeah, this Friday, December 1st.
Oh, yes, wow, oh my gosh, the date is, this December is creeping up so quickly on us. Oh my gosh.
I know, it's just crazy. All of a sudden, it's December already.
Right? Oh my gosh, I want to go and hide. Why is it happening like this? I'm not ready for another new year.
I know, it's crazy. Think about, what were you doing last year?
Yeah, at the same time, the anniversary party for Urban Renewal Project happens, so I'm always doing the same thing. But I feel like this year is a little bit different. So, I was kind of making the same actions and, you know, doing the same things. But So it's wrapping up the end of the year is how I feel. That's the feeling I get when it's like December, getting close to December and the end of November. So,
Wrapping up all the work and
right?
and thinking about what happened.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Yeah, and reflecting.
Reflecting.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Putting all receipts for tax.
I know, right? Because, oh my gosh, tax season starts in February.
Oh my God.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, but yeah, but going back to AIDS Awareness mm-hmm. Week, kicks off in Saskatoon.
Wow.
Yeah, so the first ever provincial HIV awareness flag is flying above Saskatoon City Hall.
Mm.
Wow.
That's a really... So do you know when the AIDS flag was created? Is this... has this been a thing? Like, you know, is it a new flag or...?
I think... I'm not quite sure. Yeah, but the
World AIDS flag? Would that be a thing to look up? I'm not sure. Oh, I'm just interested now that because there's so many new flags being created lately.
Yeah.
World AIDS flag and
World AIDS Day.
Okay. And Saskatoon has taken it on as their new initiative.
Yeah, so yeah, the initiative came because of the concern over high HIV rates in mm-hmm. Saskatchewan. So the HIV Awareness Week kicks off and to also raise awareness about what's happening. Do you have any
I just looked up a piece of news about Justin Trudeau hoisting the World AIDS Day flag at Parliament Hill, but this is what is it dated at? December 1st, 2016. They pledged to support the fight mm-hmm. against AIDS, and I think it's wonderful. I wonder why is it not such a big deal in Vancouver is what I'm curious about, because I haven't heard too much.
In Vancouver as well?
Yeah, is it a different month or a different week in every province?
I think the same. It's the world. Oh. Yeah, I think
world
it's December.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
There is an event in Vancouver, I believe. There's a World AIDS Day Luncheon.
Okay.
Which we'll talk.
Oh yeah, in our event section.
Yeah, in our event section.
Yes.
It's interesting because I read here that the Ministry of Health shows there were 170 newly diagnosed HIV cases in 2016, up 6% over 2015.
Okay.
60% of those new cases self-reported injection drug use as the main cause of exposure to the virus.
Wow.
And there were 45 new cases in Saskatoon, a slight decrease from 2015. I don't know, when I think about, HIV/AIDS, there's always been a stigma
mm-hmm.
about, HIV/AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine who is positive.
Okay.
And I think, having a friend who is positive and now he's living, healthy, undetectable and, living life, it kind of gives me a different perspective of people with who are living with HIV, that it's not a it challenges my stigma, but what it means to have a friend who is HIV positive, because there are medications and whatnot right now, talking about the stigma of HIV, especially in the gay community,
right?
I've
heard so many different reflections on, the stigma too, and just people, they even like in the heteronormative group, people they don't really think before they say things.
Absolutely.
They don't learn anything, they don't try to read too much,
mm-hmm.
but and a lot of I think fear and hate comes from, like, that's what homophobia is too, but
mm-hmm.
people are just so fearful of a disease that they don't mm-hmm. understand. They just think that you can catch it by touching or really silly things,
and
and then they blow it out of proportion. So And even in the queer community, there are people that have that aren't very educated that will say the wrong things. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact. But yeah, I would like to make sure that people are educated, mm-hmm. and they can find out more. And there are a lot of resources online where you can, you know, type in World AIDS Day. What does it mean? And yeah, just learn about what a person has to go through and live. When they're living with HIV and AIDS, and the Peter, there's a Dr. Peter Foundation in Vancouver that actually helps people with HIV, and they house them and they help them with nurse care, mm-hmm. as well. So this is people with low income as well. So you have to declare that and show that you have nowhere to live. Mm-hmm. You can't get medical services for yourself, mm-hmm. and things like this. So I can also share the website for the Dr. Peter Foundation, where people in Vancouver, if they need help, can get help if they have HIV.
Awesome. And for more World AIDS Day, you guys can check out www.katie.ca. You guys can read about what is World AIDS Day, what can we do,
And the Dr. Peter AIDS Foundation, you can find at drpeter.org is the website, and you can find all of their information. They also have a Vancouver half marathon that just happened. So you can help out and do your part to help the community, especially in Vancouver.
Absolutely.
Yes. So yes, we will play some music. I have some lovely music by Ray Spoon. The song is called Armor. Ray Spoon is a Canadian trans artist. And we'll get right into this. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. Thank you.
was a time when things seemed so obscure. And we had to shade it. I feel jaded. Mine's not made up yet. We should know better. We should know better. We should know. We fight, we fuck, we love. Shame on, shame on you. Shame on, shame on me. We should know better. We should know better. We should know. Right. I only want you when you pay me no mind, drive me no line. You have no time. We should know. We should know better. We should know. We should know better. Shame on you, shame on me. We should know better.
Fits your schedule. Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Theater and Disorders Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night.
We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sarah Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Six Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print.
So come out to Pat's Pub November 28th for Singles Night to see King Buzzard, Mushy Face, and These Guy.
Yes, a battle of the bands. 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise.
And Rama.
Yay, we're here. And this is the portion of the show where we talk about what's happening in the city this week. Mm-hmm. Yes. What a full week we have.
Yeah. So there's a rally in support of LGBTQ plus youth and SOGI, SOGI.
Yeah.
On November 28th. Oh, today?
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that so cool? It's so quick. You have to get ready now.
Board meeting starts at 7. So what is it? It is, so here it is. So we want to make clear to the Chilliwack School Board, especially trustee, that we support the rights of LGBTQ plus students to be fully accepted. SOGI 123 was created to help schools achieve this goal and to bring our education system in line with the BC Human Rights Code. We would like to see Chilliwack follow the example of the majority of other school districts and immediately implement SOGI. Join us at a rally outside School District 33 office, 8430 Chestnut Drive, before the next board meeting. The board meeting starts at 7, and then so come check it out.
Oh man, wow. Yeah, and then I have an event for tomorrow. This one is called Storytelling with Drag Queens for Adults. sounds fun.
Yeah.
And the group that you can follow to get more events like this is called International Center of the Arts and Technology. This event is from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. At Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. The address is 2096 Commercial Drive. So join us for an evening of the adult version of Storytelling with Drag Queens, featuring the wonderful Orvi, Rogue, and Peach M, as they turn the cafe into an evening saloon. Wow. Mm. So sassy, sexy readings and heaps of fun await you this evening. And do not miss this affair. It looks exciting.
So exciting. Yes. I'd love to check it out.
Me too. fun.
Next, we've got Artist Talk with Cyrus Marcus Weir on November 30th. Join artist Cyrus Marcus Weir as he explores his activist portrait series and his current research in the University of Victoria's Trans Archives and among historic Black communities on Salt Spring Island. So Cyrus is a Toronto-based artist and activist who is visiting the West Coast for a residency in Victoria, BC to do work and research with the largest archive of transgender history in the world. Wow, This is so cool. So the talk is happening on November 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Grunt Gallery.
Yes. What a great event. I'm so happy that it was announced. Mm-hmm. Now, November 30th, Thursday, from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m., the Timberline LGBT line dancing and two-step will be happening. You can go to 1140 Jervis Street in Vancouver, and you can also follow Timberline Dance Society so that you can also get involved in all of their events. Like if you follow any of these pages, they always are posting events. So keep listening to what I'm saying because it's really handy. If you want to keep up on what's happening in the city, lots of these pages, they post all of their weekly events and you're able to follow. So again, 1140 Jervis Street, from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. is Timberline LGBT line dancing and two-stepping. So go on down and check it out.
Cool. And this Friday, there is the World AIDS Day Luncheon happening from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Terminal City Club, 837 West Hastings Street. A Loving Spoonful signature event, the World AIDS Day Luncheon will be held this year on December 1st. Hosting some of Vancouver's business elite, community leaders, and distinguished personalities. This exclusive luncheon features indulgent cuisine, elegant decor, and some of the most precious and unique items presented in the silent and live auctions. Tickets are $180. And yeah, go check it out. World AIDS Day Luncheon, presented by BMO.
Amazing.
And in support of A Loving Spoonful.
Oh, wow. Such great work. I have an event for December 2nd, Saturday, 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. at Blends Coffee. It's called Deaf Queer ASL Coffee Social. Now, a coffee social to reconnect with after a long hiatus of deaf queer community. Come join us for a safer space to interact with American Sign Language. Please be mindful that this is a deaf, queer environment and allies are welcome. So please come out, check it out.
Cool. And on Saturday, December 2nd, I've got the Diorama Party 2017 happening again Saturday, December 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Junction. Junction is located at 1138 Davie Street. Come and kick off the holiday season with your chosen family at the Junction. See the Diorama tree unveiled, featuring the amazing creations of your friends and neighbors. Show hosted by the unstoppable Connie Smudge and wrapped up with the ugly dress auction.
Wow.
With tons of talent in between. Funds raised in this event will all go to the Rainbow Refugee.
That's so good.
Great cause. I love Rainbow Refugee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Shows at 7 p.m. sharp.
That's so good. Yeah,
Diorama Party.
Ooh, I accidentally missed this one. The Gender Inclusivity and Gender Issues in Midwifery Care is happening at BC Women's Hospital. It's a healthcare foundation and in coalition with the Healthcare Foundation. This is happening at, it says D310, 45 Oak Street. Now, in Vancouver, it's happening from 10:30 a.m. until 2:30, so there will be RN nurses, doctors, health care workers, policymakers, students, educators, and stakeholders. Everyone is welcome. There are 100 remote seats and 200 in-person seats. If for registration and to be in full presence of the BC midwives and student midwives, register here to access the training. And this is on Facebook again. The event name is called Gender Inclusivity and Transgender Issues in Midwifery Care. The group associated and hosting the event is Midwives Association of British Columbia. So you can just add yourself to that group. The topics will include defining basics of LGBTQ2S identities, describing considerations for family building for LGBT2S people, and exploring gender identity as it applies to all midwifery clients, understanding what gender inclusivity language is and what it is not, and how to use it effectively. And this is one of the things that I find is really important in, you know, in our community. So if you can make it out to that event, you will get a lot of lessons. Yes.
That's amazing. Get an event on December 3rd. It's called the Kimmortal Party Swirl Edition, featuring special creatures.
Yes.
Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Redgate Art Society, 855 East Hastings, Vancouver, BC. So there are exciting musical lineups. Megan, Prado, Gabriel, Teodros. And then Poets at 9:30 by Justin and Valine Jules. And then Kimbo is DJing. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
DJing the night is DJ.
Oh, me.
Denise.
That's so fun. Wow.
Yeah, and the night will be hosted by the sisters JB and the First Lady and Diane Missy. Projection featuring arts by...
Oh, I think it's Kimmortal is actually saying...
Kimmortal?
She wrote this, so she wrote myself.
Yeah. Kimmortal and Jay Castro.
Yes.
All funds go towards pushing the release of Kimmortal's album as soon as... as she's ready.
Yeah.
Tickets are $8 to $10 at the door. No one turn away. This is so cool. Tell us more about this, DJ Denise.
Well, it's a combination / birthday party for Kimmortal too.
Right.
So it's her birthday, and she's gathering a lot of wonderful artists in the city. It will happen at Redgate, which is on Hastings Street in Vancouver, and so it's going to be a night of music, poets, poetry, and wonderful arts. You know, Kimmortal is an artist as well. She does a lot of paintings and drawings and you name it. I'm pretty sure there'll be some zines around the place, so you can buy some. And it's going to be a wonderful evening. A wonderful evening of music. If you want to be entertained, come out on Saturday, you know. And it's not too late. Or is this Sunday? Am I getting it wrong? December 3rd. Uh-oh. Where's my calendar? I feel like it is Sunday.
Yeah, I made
a mistake there. Yeah, it's Sunday.
Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, everybody, make sure. Come if you can. I hope it's not too warm in your house. You can come out. So, yes. I have one last event. LGBT films hit the big screen in Vancouver. So from right now onwards... Right, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. So there are so many big films coming out. What do I see here? Is that Thelma and Maurice? A wave of LGBT films hit the big screen.
There's the Spanish rom-com Barcelona Christmas Night, screens on December 3rd at the Cinematheque. Mm. French drama BPM Beats Per Minute. I think I've seen this one.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen that one too.
No Holds Barred. Depiction of the inner workings of Paris chapter of AIDS activist group ACT UP during the 1990s. But yeah, it's going to be playing at Fan City Theater on December 8th. On December 9th, there is the life story of a legendary artist best known for his homoerotic illustration. It's being retold in the biopic of Tom of Finland that follows his career and his closeted days making secret beefcake drawings in Helsinki. And the last one, I think... Well, there's more of this.
Wow, there's so many.
But December 13th, there's the Clement Virgo's 1995 Black Canadian drama, Root, follows three Toronto stories, one of which involves a boxer who begins to question his sexuality after he's involved in a gay bashing.
Wow. Mm. Oh my gosh, that's going to be a heart-wrenching one when, you know, have to watch the beating happen. That's not nice.
Yeah.
I can never do that.
I love film festivals because it always brings, you know, very diverse films into the screen, like things that you probably won't see Netflix or, you know, your stuff. So yeah, go check out the film festival. And a lot of these films happening.
You have to check out what's happening in the city to really learn about the city, you know. And it helps out all of the directors and the producers,
right?
And, you know, just supporting the community is very important. So if you can make it an effort.
Yeah.
Please do, because it actually helps us.
Absolutely. We're all about the community here in CITR.
Yes. We want to make sure that everybody has a great time. And I guess I can mention too, my anniversary party, it's next week. At Fortune. So December 6th, Wednesday, December 6th at Fortune, I will have a long list of performers. Actually, I can read them right now. Let's see if I can grab my information sheet. I, off the top of my head, it's hosted by B Diamond, DJ Floetic, and hip hop performances by Street Rich Hip Hop Society, Act Two Shabazz, Mama Rude Gal, Mike Dreams, Radina V, Cloudy Tunnel, Indigo District, Hazmat Crew, Tanya Ganaba, and Claire Mortifi. So, and I will be in the crowd. There's also going to be a cool little, I think, like a 5-minute history on how urban renewal projects started. So I'm going to be in the crowd, all like blushing, and listening, and you know, hoping everything goes right. So, yes, please come out and support. You know, we've been working hard at this 5 years now, and I'm really proud of what the show has turned into, and. You know, lots of people are listening and wanting to contribute their music also to the show, which is really exciting. So,
yeah, very exciting.
Yes. All right. So we're nearly close to the end of our show. I might just go into some music so we can be entertained as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got some Buckman Co., which is a really, really cool band that travels around Vancouver and Canada. And actually, Australia, we were discussing with them the last time they were on Queer FM. They were talking about how they were going to Australia next. All right, here we go. This song is called Courage. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, and this is Buckman Co.
Still buying coffee, no cream, telling him in my color of melanin. it. Got soul, but not a whole lot of green. Too few stop to think, they're busy building the machines. Accumulate the sense, common sense to me. To pennies ride like these EZZ up. I'm tired of the same old shit. Cookie cut that ish, copy paste generic. Locate my remix and my wordplay twist. Turn the page, study my resistance. Girl, a bitch loud, I'm so rude. In a man's world, working harder than the dude. We are mathematics, stats on the maxes. Equations, she can't claim on her taxes. My broke back is collapsing from kissing ass. Too fast while the time is ticking. Murdered and missing, too many women. Too many queens dead on the scene. Never forgotten, forever missed. I remember you on my canvas. Paint your crown, it's loud and proud. Misunderstood, which is world flip attitudes. Didn't excuse more gratitude. Indigenous life misconstrued the truth. I used to pray to a white God, now I head nod church in the booth. Cause God isn't no limit, she's in his Adidas. Dancing nowhere and in between us. Synonymous to androgynous, you a Nazi. Why do we divide and conquer? Why do we divide?
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and
I'm Rama.
Yay! We're gonna be saying goodbye. We had such a great time on the show today.
So much fun talking about things, talking to Ori. Mm-hmm. Check out his music, and looking forward to see you guys next week. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Queer FM Van, and on Facebook is Queer Radio Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so we're always looking for people, communities who want to talk to us, who wants to say something.
Right.
Follow us, message us, let us know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about, share us your stories, and we love hearing from you guys. So,
Oh, and Instagram too. You can
hit us up. That's right.
Yeah, Queer FM Vancouver also. So just tag us and things.
Us.
We love that.
Yes, tag us, message us. Right. Yeah, we want to talk to you guys.
Definitely. Yeah, new music is always amazing. We love LGBTQ2+ artists. We want to, and especially Canadian. That's our favorite.
Right.
It makes our hearts just flutter as soon as we know that you're Canadian. You're LGBTQ+. We want to We want to honor all of the wonderful artists that are out there and that are Canadian and are doing their music, because it's such a hard thing to do. And, you're putting your heart out there. And you really are working hard. And we want to bring forth all of the great music from Canada, because that's where we are right now.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for listening this week. We'll be back again next week and back with new content, and also we have an awesome interview lined up also, so you have to tune in to find out who it will be. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and this is Queer FM. I'm excited about the anniversary party. I'm celebrating